Wednesday night, Maitza Shir.
Hey, some people just come on because they want to be part of the Siyum. I'm sorry.
We're about to I don't think we'll do it tonight, but we're finishing Shmaitza Beis. Okay, so we're in Shmaitza Beis Perek Chof. And we'll go back to the Rambam. We'll go back. V'nira l'anias daiti, v'lanias daiti nira liyashev divri harimigash. Right, the Rimigash says that Rimigash l'chora posits a case that the Orus is saying for sure, Orus varusa, she's mu'uberes, and the Rimigash has a case, he learns in the Gemara that the Orus is saying it's for sure for me, he knows for sure. Minoy, that he knows. So the Ramban says, what, he held her hand and was with her every minute of the day? How could he say for sure? So after going through the Gemara and Yevamos and Lashon Rishon, Lashon Achron, now the Shmaitz, the Ramban, now the Shmaitz wants to explain the Shitas Harimi Gash. And he does it by quoting a Rambam. Yeah, but we're going back to that paragraph. Lanias died in Nira Liyashev Divi Rav Yosef Alevi Ibn Migazal. Full of Imashik of the Rambam. The Zal. Misha Zina Mesha Sish. Okay? He knows he was Mazana with an Asha Sish. Vinisabra. For Omra Zehober Mimenuhu. So she knows. She's saying the child's a mamzer. She certainly has no nemonis to say a child's a mamzer. Right? Vafilu Humodela. Now he is Modeh, meaning he obviously. We're going to talk about what the case is. His Lechayra can only be Modeh that he had beer with her. He doesn't know about other people.
Or her husband.
Or her husband. Aval Bishahu Benolin in Yerusha. So Lagabi Yerusha, he could create. He's saying it's Beno. And the Din of Yakir kicks in, that's what it explains. Even though Yakir, the Shmaitzer will discuss this later on, we think of Yakir as a case where it's Muchzuk already that it's a son, and the father's saying he's my Bechor, or ironically, he's saying it's not my son, right? That's what father's nemonis to say to kids of Mamzer, where ironically he's saying it's not my son. But at least, but the nemonus starts from the nemonus of a father, meaning it's he's muchzuk that he's the father. Here you have the opposite case. He's not muchzuk that it's his son, but he's saying it's his son. So the Rambam Shita is that Yakir applies there also. That Yakir gives anyone an nemonus to say Zebni when it comes to Yerusha.
But then it's mamonus.
What? She's
saying it
also. She's also saying it.
Yeah. She, the Nodin of Yakir and the mother. So there's a cousin by the father. Her saying is L'chayr loy malav loy meirich. She has no nemonis to say a kid's puzzle. She can't say a kid's a mamzer. She can say L'koshin of Alti. That's the Gemara at the end of the first parak of Ksubis. But she has no nemonis to puzzle the kid. But we'll see. We'll see. The word Yakir comes from the parish of Yerusha, where the father, it's talking about a Bukhar. He has been a Bukhar Yakir, loves it like Pishnayim. Rabbi Yehuda sees in the Pasuk the nemonis of a father to say, Zebni Bukhar, this is my son, the Bukhar. Okay? That's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda extends it to the father's nemonis to say, my child's a mamzer or apostle. And the Rishonim explain, because sometimes saying that he's that this one's the Bukhar, even if there's an older brother, which means the first one's a mamza. That's what he's saying. And again, you can't learn half of Yesh Neichlin now. Yakir is the nemonis, Rabbi Yehuda's sheet, the nemonis of the father to say that this is my Bechor, or the kid's a mamzer, or a ben chalutz or ben grusha, whatever, to puzzle the kid. The Rambam here, as we'll learn, we have to learn, the Rambam is Lechora saying that it's a chiddush, but this is the Rambam Shita. That Yakir gives anybody, even someone that's not muchzuk that he's the father, the koach to say Zebni when it comes to Yerusha. We'll see, because the Chayyaret is not a Chiddush. Let's learn it. Let's learn here. Abba Bishubanol in Yerusha, says the Rambam, Harez a Sofok Linyan Yibum. If he, the Mezaneh, dies, so his wife needs Chalitza, because you don't know for sure that it's his son. His Nemonas to say it's his son is only Legabe Yerusha. It doesn't necessarily help with a Vados, can move on, Legabe Yibum, Chalitza. So his own wife would need Chalitza. Shekemosha Zinsa Imo. Even if the husband's not around, but you don't know for sure it's his child. Ayin shom. Ubitshuvas harosh kosov al ze shedvorav tamuhin. Me'achar shekoreu sofek lomo kosov sheyorisho umotzi momen mecheskos hayorishin avadoin. So we'll see later in the Shemites himself that the rosh doesn't hold of the chiddush that Yakir gives you an emonos if you're not muchzuk, then it's the bet. So what right does he have to be moitzi from the cheskos of the Vada Yorshin? Okay? The next part of the Rosh is not, the Shmaitzer will deal with, or he won't deal with, but it's fair, because he says, V'mishum shom nemen al b'no k'rav Yehuda, and if you say the din of Yakir does apply, im kein linye chalitza nami yehe nemen v'chulu ayin shom. Now that's an amazing statement, because normally it's so easy to say that Yakir is taka only legabe Yerusha, which is the parsha Yakir was said in. The Rosh seems to assume that if and when Yakir applies, you would extend it to pater his wife from chalitza. I'm not sure what the Shmaitzer talks about at the end. It's a long perek.
Why does it make sense?
I don't know what makes sense, what doesn't make sense. But l'chayr, it's quite easy to answer the Rosh's kasha. You say the Nemonos of Yaakov is only the Gabi Yerusha, not the Gabi Chalitza.
That means he has a son.
I know.
Thank you.
You want to hear what makes sense and what doesn't make sense? I'll tell you a funny story. I hope. You know the guy that comes to me on Shabbos? Justin. You know Justin? So he's a Baal Tshuva.
Jeffrey
or
something like that.
No, not really. No, he's my second cousin's brother's father's. But it's okay. He can. So he's a Baal Tshuva, and he's pretty raw. I was never a Baal Tshuva. He's raw. He's a Baal Tshuva 3 years already, totally committed. Like, but he's very raw. He doesn't really know anything. So he's in America now, and he's trying for shidduch. He went for a different reason, but once he's there, he's staying there, and he's going out trying his luck in America. So I told him he should be in touch with my sister. I have a married sister in Flatbush. I said he should be in touch with her. I said it's very important, yeah, and he should treat her like his mother. So she has to bring the girl. I said.
This is the brother-in-law with the
AIDS. Yeah. I said, he hasn't been in touch with why. I said, Justin, let's say someone would tell you that by Frum Yidden in Borough Park, the minig is that on the first date, you go in your underwear and you bring her a dozen roses. I said, you would do it. Like, you don't know. Like, okay. Like, is it any crazier than swinging a chicken around your head, Erev Yom Kippur? Like, you know, I said it nicely. Maybe not that. I said, you don't know. I said, someone tells you something and they tell you that's the minig of yeshivish people in Flatbush. Like, you would probably do it. Like, you don't know. So I said, you better be in touch with my sister. You don't want anybody to tell you that. You don't want to show up at the door with a dozen roses and a ring. You know, who knows what someone could tell you. So I said, I don't know what, does it make sense? I don't know what makes sense or not. Does Yakir make sense? I don't know, but does Yakir make sense when the father says the kid's not my son? He's a mamza. We don't know what makes sense, what doesn't make sense. I don't know. You're supposed to let your mind be molded by the Torah, not vice versa.
The Rebbeinu Tam, what does the Torah say, not why does the Torah say? It's the Rebbeinu Tam.
Well, he can know he wasn't with his wife for a year.
I know he could know, but he has no nemonos. The chiddush is that the nemonos comes from the parish of Yakir, which is talking about his son, and he's saying he's not my son. Okay, that's the din. The Rambam is even weirder in a way. It's a little bit weird, like that's how we talk. No, the Rambam is even stranger. The Rambam holds that if you go say someone's my son, you have an emonus. When he wasn't muchzuk to be your son b'chlal, he's a stranger. You go over. Yeah. Well, that's the Rosh's kasha, the Rosh's chaylik. The Rosh asks, how can he do that? He's messing up the other Yorshim. He's mafkia the schus of the other Yorshim. The Rambam holds that's nichlal in the din of Yakir, that he can do that. Every Yakir you're taking away, you're saying Zeb b'ni b'chor, you're giving him pishnayim, and you're taking away from the other Yorshim. Okay. Amnam, this is going to be in the Shmaitzah, but much later. It's a long parak. You see, the Shmaitzah wanted to make it hard. You're anticipating the Siyum, so you want to like stretch out the last lap. Amnam Nira Lafian is like the time in the Rambam, the Svirle, the Chivin, the Avneman al Bano, the Kaibel and Grav Yehuda, Mishim, the Chsiv Yakir, the Imkain, Kihechi, the Baldover Atzmo. Heichad, the maimon la'acher, le'echad, the soymich daite yolov, havalei kilu yoda, v'hod de ba'atzmo, v'shav yonav shechaticha de isura, aval gav dehu atzmo eina yodeya, aval kshasomich daite, b'meshamegid lo'acher, havalei kahoyda me'atzmo. Now, right, there is such a din, v'hu adin ba'ov l'gav b'ibano, aval gav de'ina yodeya ba'atzmo, kshasomich daite al acher, maimon l'dvorov, Havalei ki odeo magid ba'atzmo, v'havalei toras yakir b'zeh, ti akirenu la'acherim al yedei smichus daito la'acher. Now, this is a tremendous chiddush the Shmaitz is saying. Why? There's something in halacha called, really the Chofetz Chaim brings it down, in Hilchos Lashon Hara also, maybe people will be familiar with it, where someone's nemar like kishtayim. I believe someone, this madrega that the Shmaitz is talking about, that if I don't know something and someone tells it to me and I'm soymach on him completely, that it's the madrega that it's called now I know it. Right? It's either Aydos Baldin or it's Shav Yanav Shechaticha Di Isura. To get to that madrega, again, you have to cross a conceptual line where that din only exists when you reach a madrega that in halacha it's called hemnu kebetrei. I trust that person implicitly, the word is, completely and implicitly. And what's that? So I hold because you're crossing a conceptual line. It's not enough to say I believe him. That believing him is not shavya nafshe. Adarabi, he's an eid echad. Believing him is not called, let's say, Hoidos Baldin. You reach a madrega where now it's called that you know it. You have this blank look on your face. You believe the person so much.
The whole chiddush does not affect anybody else. Wouldn't so much, you can ask it to you, yeah, but not anybody else.
That's very nice, but you have to start with the first step. And the first step is Shavya Anafshe. And if he doesn't know, it's not Shavya Anafshe. There's a madrega, it says it beferish, you need hemnu kebetrei. I believe him like two eidim. You know what it's like? If you in the Gemara in Krisus, when the Gemara talks about that to bring a korban chatos, you need the level of oihoida elov. Right? Now, that you have to know, you mechuyev chatos. You have to admit it, you have to know it. Now, Rav Meir Shita is that two Eidim can be Mechayiv Yuachatos. He learns it off of Makal V'Chaymer. Im Eviyu Shnayim L'Dei Misa Chamura, Lo Yiviyu L'Dei Chatos, right? Kal? Rabbanon Acholet, that two Eidim can't be Mechayiv Yuachatos. It's talking about an Osham, really, okay? A Chatos or an Osham. But it's only if you contradict the Eidim, or if you say any idea.
Or Maisie days.
What?
Or he says he's Maisie.
Whatever, but the Chachamim Amoida there, the Rishonim are clear that if he'd be Shoysik, then Rabbanon Amoida that the two Eidim would make him bring a Chatos. But because then, in the Lashon of the Rishonim, it blames Oyhoida Elov. Because since the Torah believed to Edim, so like you also believe to Edim. So you're allowed to, now you know it. I'm saying you have, and when it's one aid, you have what's called in Halacha, in Chayshe Mishpat, or if someone tells a person that his wife was Mazaneh. So as an aid, he's not Nemon, right? But the din is if I believe them, like two aidim, that's the lashon. Meaning if I know this person would never lie, you look at the Chavetz Chaim and the Lashon Hara, not I believe him now because it's geschmack to believe him, or I believe him now because I think there's raglayim ledover and that maybe it's true. That's not enough. You have like the person would not lie. I know this person would not lie for anything, and therefore the lashon is I believe him like two aidim. But that's a level where it blinds that I know it. Not that I believe him, but I believe him so much that I know it now. I know that it's true.
But if you tell somebody else, can you actually say at that point, I know it or I was told it?
So that's what the Shmaitzer wants to extrapolate. Shavya Nafshe, it's a no-brainer to say it. You do need that madrega for Shavya Nafshe. Otherwise, it's not Shavya Nafshe. It's believing the other person. But we're talking about Hemnu Kebetrei, and that's not the Lashon. There's a Lashon Kebetrei. Nemana like Ishtayim. So now you need that madrega. So first of all, the Shemaitzer Sushtel to the Orus, to the Mezaneh, I'm sorry. Saying he believes her, that there was no one else, that it's from him, and that it should blive Yakir. So first of all, the Shmaitzer is making a leap, because even if you say that he believes her, so I'm saying, but you have to have the level of believing her that she never lies and she's nominal of to betray.
Even though she just cheated on her husband, but okay. Okay.
Hey, you know, look at Newt Gingrich, his second wife, right? She thought she was safe.
I mean, sometimes the context makes it wonder.
So that's one jump the Shmaitzer makes. To say, so you can say, okay, that's what he'll say. That's what the Rambam's talking about. Such a case that he believes are like two Adam, but also the jump from Shavya Nafshe, which is an Inyan Shela Atzmo, to jump to Yakir. It's a very big. But he brings a raya in another few moments. He brings a raya that Yakir will be said even when the idea of the father is based on believing someone else. He'll bring down a Beis Shmuel in a second. But what did Ba'avlagav be Beno? Avlagav Deini Yodeya Ba'atzmok Shesomech Daitei Al Acher Umamun L'dvarav Havaleki Yodeya. I'm just speaking out. Realize that it's not enough to believe the other person. There's like a deeper belief of that makes it into Yodeya that now you know.
Is that though a halachic status?
It's a halachic status. It's
so could you be an aid based on that? Could you turn one aid into two aidim at that point?
You can't turn them into two aidim. Lagabi based in, lagabi giving anybody misa, lagabi based in paskening al piv. But the halacha is said by someone in coming and telling somebody that his wife was mezaneh, or even a woman herself telling a husband that she was mezaneh, and the husband believes her. Now again, these cases are discussed with the achronim. If you say, I believe her because why would she say such a thing if it's not true? That's not enough. That's not the darga of belief. The darga of belief is like the person's word is gold. The person would never utter an untruth. That's what the Chavetz Chaim describes in Hilchos Lashon Hara. That the person would never tell an untruth. Not you've decided to believe them in this thing because you have a cheshbon, why should they lie? Why should they lie is not enough. We're talking about they would not lie ever about anything. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, like that Madrega. So if you say that's what the Rambam's talking about, and you make the leap of the Shmaitzah from Shavya Nafshe to Yakir, so realize that it has to be that Madrega. It has to be like only that case. Not every case where he decides to believe on it. So he's saying Yakir. I think that's the pshat in the Rambam. It's Yakir because he believes her that there was no one else. So you have a din of Yakir. He believes her. You see, it's not totally in that. It's a personal thing. A personal thing. I have a business partner, you know, give me a Michal Shabbos and a Rosh and this. I have total faith in his word. That he wouldn't lie to you. It's not no gayan, right? He wouldn't lie to me. His word is gold. And you have to hear the lumness. The lumness is that's another way for me to know something. Just like I could know something by seeing it, and I could know something by hearing it. So I could know something by someone whose word is on that madrega, and I treat it for me, only for me. And a chanami. If you want to say it that way, okay. It's another way of me knowing something. There are many ways for me to know something. If you have a nevuah, you know something. You didn't see it, you didn't hear it. It's a Ruach HaKodesh, so you know it. Okay, this is obviously... This level of knowledge exists in the Gemara. I'm giving you an example of the Feirish in all the Rishonim over there, the Sugya Krisus. Admittedly, it's by two Eidim. But it's by two Eidim where you need a din that I have to know that I'm a Chuyu B'chatos. So the Chiddush to Rishonim say is that even Rabbanon Amoida, that with two Eidim, now I'm allowed to know it. I'm allowed to say that now I know it if it's two witnesses. That's why a woman can get married on the basis of two witnesses outside of Beis Din. They don't have to be made in Beis Din because she's allowed to believe them. Okay, that's no riot. That could be stop belief. It could be belief needs Beis Din to paskin she's mutter. If it's just a question of believing to aid them, it could be a takanita psak of the Beis Din. But there could be a higher madrega where she, again, I'll call it, now I know it. If they're saying it, Now I know it's true. What did Bobo Gabi Beno Abu Gabdeni there by Atzmo? Kishasomech Daito Al Acher, Umamin Ludvorov, Havale Kiyodeo Magad by Atzmo, Vabale Toris Yakir Bose, the Akireno La Acherim, Al Yede, Smichos Daito La Acher. The Chemabu Bidibe Abishmuel. He has a riot from Abishmuel. Basis Koyan Shomer Labailon and Nasti. Muteris labayla, okay. But va'achar mitzvahs bayla asur lekayim shrei hoydes shazinsa. She's mutter labayla because she's not nema. She's not nema to asur herself. Or a woman's not nema to asur herself. And a husband. That's the mission at the end of the Dorim. That with Choshesh, she found an easy way to get a get from her husband. He says, Hamosriya. Kaishina Shemo Eineho Nosna Ba'acher. That's why we don't even allow a Shavya Nafsha. She's not Neman to say. Now, but once he dies, the din is Asura Lakayan, because now you say Shavya Nafsha. She admitted that she's also to hold Kohanim. When she was married, it was only relevant to her husband. She had no nemonus to be mafkia herself from her husband. But now that he died, she's taka usher to all kohanim. Because that's the din. Tenacious ish, even if she was nenas, she's usher to kohanim. She is a zona. That's the official name of the iser. She was nivel to a chayvi krisus.
Even in the case of Talitza then, as well? If he died okay. Without children?
Yeah, but you would need chalitza because the iser to other kohanim is only alav, and when it's only alav, you need chalitza. But that's okay. So the Beis Shmuel says as follows: because of Allah Beis Shmuel regarding this din, nira emnisus lekohen poneh ksheirim. Listen to this: she was shavya nafshe, So she is also to marry a Kohen. If she married a Kohen, the children are kosher Kohanim. The Einan Emenes lives so Bonel, because a woman has known Emenes to take someone that's Becheskos kosher and say his posel. The children are Becheskos Kohanim Ksherim, maybe even a Cheskos Avasa, like we learned in the last Perek, a Cheskos Avasa. And therefore she's not Nemon, even her Nemonus, so to speak, of 2 years ago, which just kicked in now when her husband died. But it wouldn't be Chal Lagabe the children to say they're not Kohanim Ksherim. The Davkula of Nosan Torah Nemonus, that's the Beis Shmuel. Okay, so far so good. Now he says, the Ibha'ov Omer, Shemam in the Dvareha. If the father of the child rather says that he believes so, Yacholazos Lebon of Chalolim, then he is making his children Chalolim, Kmoi Shemema Loimar Ben Grushahu. Now the Beis Shmuel very casually says that a father's neman to pasul his children, which we know he can, that's the din of Yakir. But he casual, no, he's the father. He's only believing her, he doesn't know. The Shmuel casually says that in a case where he doesn't know, and he's just believing her, he's talking neman to pasul the children with the din of Yakir. He just says it very matter of factly.
He says she was
nenas 5 years ago. Well, actually, maybe even the husband was talking about it. Who says, okay, lo mishaneh, we could even be talking about the husband didn't die. He said she was nanas. The husband says he believes her. So the children will be psula. If the husband says he believes her, he has to give her a get, obviously.
Nanas?
The Kohen. He doesn't have to be Megarisha. Chazal said she's not believed. If he said he believes her, he has to give her a get. It's always a touchy situation. We've had such cases. I remember them back in my previous life on the Beis Din. Most of the time, the guy is saying he believes her because he can't imagine she would lie and say something like that. So then you have to be very firm and say, Chazal said she's not Nemo. I remember Rav Moshe told this to a guy once, and this goes back a while. Rav Moshe was like very firm, that's what I call it. The guy was saying he believes her. Rav Moshe said, but Chazal didn't believe her. Rav Moshe felt or detected or understood that the guy wasn't saying he believes his wife, like all of a sudden she's Neman by me. He was saying, I'm sure my wife wouldn't lie and say that this happened to her. So Rav Moshe very, very, very succinct point was that you're going against Chazal. He was almost yelling at the husband, almost. But his point was, Chazal said she's not Neman. Koshemay ne'er nosla ba'acher. And you're saying that you don't believe she would do that. So you believe her. But no, but Chazal said she's not believed. Because Rav Moshe felt, it wasn't the Madrego where he was saying, oh, I would trust her with my last nickel, and she could sign my bank accounts, and she could sign my checks, and I trust her, and she would never tell a lie. You know, that wasn't what was going on. The guy was butting heads with Chazal. Chazal says she's not Nemron because we're afraid Shemay Ne'er Nosta Ba'acher. And the guy was saying, no, no way, no way. She wouldn't do that. So that Rav Moshe was very insistent. So so here, it's that Madrega we're talking about. So the Beis Shmuel says the kids are Chalolim. That's what's amazing. The kids are not amazing. In other words, to put it in a nutshell, the Beis Shmuel is saying that the din of Yakir is even if the father doesn't know, but he has this high madrega of Nemonos and someone else that says they do know. That's still, the din of Yakir kicks in. That's a good ride for the Beis Shmuel. Anything to say?
Good raya. The Feirish Rabbi Shmuel. But before the Baturis Yakir, Aval gab the of any of their ba'atzmo, and the Shemaim and La'acher, the Somech Daita Olav, the Domalola Emes. I don't like that Lashon. The Domalola Emes. That's a very Shvacha Lashon. The Darga is that he has to, it's like he has to be able to look in a mirror and say, now I know that it's true. I don't know it because I saw it. I don't know it with my own. I know it because, okay, I said it already 100 times. Nemba mazel lazel zamein l'chol lo yudei zeh, v'albi l'yaki yakrena l'acherim, zen nirali v'dol. So that's the pshat in the Rambam. Umi shum hochi, l'inyon Yerusha, kiva the somich al d'voreo shehu minei, avalei yakir, the ob nemba lo mazel b'ni b'toris yakir, hein l'Yerusha v'hein l'poslo. So again, there's still two scenarios, but a lot of chidushim in this Rambam. One is that he's not muchzuk, that he's a son, and still the din of Yakir applies. And two, the Shmaitzer, we'll talk about that in another few paragraphs. This chiddush. Now he's dealing with chiddush number two, that it is Yakir, even though he himself doesn't know. He's just relying on the woman. Avul achalitza. So that's all. So once it's the din of Yakir, I'm telling you, it's like the kasha of the rush. Is like weird. Where's the rush coming from? The din of Yakir is limited to the parsha of Yakir, the parsha of Yerusha, or of possibly the child. Avala chalitza, deinu inyan hanogea leguf haben, eno nemon. It's like very posh. I don't even understand the rush. It's so posh what the Shmaitz is saying. You don't have to have a chalitza. No. Talking about the mother, she needs chalitza.
That's not because there is no goof. When is a mother, when she chayv, you believe in chalitza? Because there's no goof, no bed.
Yeah.
So I don't understand what's not nagea goof for bed. I don't get
it. Not nagea the goof on bed. Nagea if she needs chalitza. So up to Schweitzer, so wait a second, you might be smart enough to know that there's a din in Ebenezer. That if someone that says yesh libonim, even if they're not around, the guy is on his deathbed, or even not on his deathbed, he says, I have children, he's Nemon, and if he dies, his wife does not need chalitza. So that's a totally different thing, nothing to do with Yakir, and nobody's around. Eino elam mishum migu de biyoda lagarisha. If you learned the Gemara of Baba Basra, if you learned Afyomi, and you still remember it maybe, so that's a migu. He's never to say, Dafka, he's never to patra from Chalitza, because he has a migu, he can be Megarisha, to free her from Chalitza. He has a migu, so he's never, it's not Yakir. So you'll say, okay, maybe he has a migu here too. No, he doesn't know. He can't have a migu, he doesn't know. He's only relying on her. So the migu would be meaningless here. Amigo is, I'm telling the truth. If I wanted to lie, I could have done something else.
But he's
here he doesn't know.
But he's relying on her as if he now knows
it. I know, but that, but Amigo doesn't help. Amigo, he's saying he doesn't know. Well, what good is Amigo? Avalena Maturis Yakir, but that Gemara, that did, that Yeshli Bonim is Namon, and the wife does not need Chalitza, it's not because of a Yakir. There's nobody around that he's saying, this is my son. Even they didn't gale of no. Ella Leisha. It's Kuka La Chalitza alone. That's a different, than nothing to do with Yakir. Another thing that he has in their bonus because of the Migu. The Hecha de Huatswaini Odea, when he doesn't know. The Lo Shayach Beitoras Migu. Davagav the Kushtakomar Shemaim Lizvareha. Yeah, he has a Migu that he believes on. So we know. We believe him that he believes on. Even danger but Torah's Yakir, since Yakir doesn't apply to the Chalitza angle, in Kenemona Shanois and Liakir, Lav Klumhu. So you can't give a person an Emonis Lagabi Chalitza, Lagabi pattering the woman from Chalitza, Aval Yerusha, Kol Shosoy Mechdaitoi, Aval Torah's Yakir, Denemon, which goes to the Beishmuel, Lenya the Post Lolo Cholo. That Yakir is, even if your knowledge is through someone else. Or Rosh Latayme,
The sphere laid the Oveno Nema Batoris Yakir Loma Zebani Bachori Ella Heka de Buchsuk Bibano Loma Shu Bachor. Or the Rosh Lashitosa who says somewhere in Feirish that the din of Yakir only kicks in when you're Muksuk, that you're the father already. But not if you're saying he's my son and you were not Muksuk to be the father. The Torah is talking to someone that's Muksuk to be the father. I will remain a muksuk bimano, ain't on amalom, mushubano bataras yakir, elabataras migu, the boy yog lake homachoso, chenudas a toysus varashbam, uvo explained the safe and tsois achoisha. He obviously redid the shmaitse after he wrote the tsois. I and shom. Chivan davale sofik shemazinso macherim, it came to less of bataras yakir, because we don't know he's the son. Mushubigu nami leko. Even the Huatz Reini Odeya, and again the Migu that he can give him a Matono is not valid because he doesn't know, so Migu doesn't help him. Shemachi Kashalei Laharosh, Maishno Liyarsho, Ola Chalitza. Even though this, okay, we'll stop here. Even though the second half of the Rosh is fair, the second half of the sentence of the Rosh